Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got a event that's happened that needs to be talked about, and it has to do with Medicare Advantage plan, and a particular one, Physician United plan, has failed. And this, quite candidly, was brought to me by attention of a gentleman who follows this very closely. His name is J.O. He's a certified financial planner. He's been on our program before, and he's written the book, Maximize Your Medicare, Understanding Medicare, Protecting Your Health, and Minimizing Cost. And the website is MaximizeYourMedicare.com. And Jay, thank you for, keeping me in the know about some of the stuff going on with the Medicare Advantage plan. So what happened to Physician United? What occurred?
Well, basically, David, first of all, thank you very much for
having
welcome.
Me again. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Is that it failed as a financial provider of benefits under the Medicare Advantage plan. It could no longer pay for the benefits. It went through the normal bankruptcy procedure, and the bankruptcy judge had ordered its liquidation.
Wow.
So as a result, the beneficiaries of the people who enrolled in Physicians United plan are left without their Medicare Advantage provider.
It's really startling to me. I'm trying to think of the right word to describe it. How often does something like this happen? Is this one of the first times?
It doesn't happen very often, David. And I guess the main thing is that people, I'm certain, current enrollees, for example, have been receiving mail from other persons and parties to say, hey, this is occurring. And then now the question is what to do about it. And part of the reason that I sent you the update is that the Medicare system has a lot of consumer rights tied in with it. And so to try to give some words of comfort to tell persons, don't panic, that there are solutions that can be found. And in the weirdest twist of fate, in some certain instances, people can make selections which actually are superior in configuration to what they had before.
So this is okay. Very good. Well, that is a glimmer of hope. So this would be people affected by this financial failure. This was, first of all, let's just kind of walk through it. This was an HMO offering a Medicare Advantage, which is what they call that, the Part C plan.
Exactly
okay.
Right.
So this is where somebody takes benefits to be provided instead of taking Part A and Part B from Medicare. They take this basically, quote unquote, Part C, and basically they still pay their Part B premium, or maybe, but they get benefits through this HMO instead of through maybe going to different providers and having Medicare do it. They sign up for the HMO instead.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
The HMO is then charged with the administration, all of the paperwork, administration of all of claims, benefits, etc. That's
Right. So if this has happened, then, as you described, there are some different options for somebody to take. They can go out, I guess some just pure logic here, and correct me where I've got it wrong, Jay, but they would go out and they would maybe choose to go back to Part A and Part B, or they would go and look for another Medicare Advantage plan with another provider?
A tremendous number of consumer rights here, David.
Okay, good.
First of all, is the Medicare system basically is allowing all of those persons through the end of August, which is, so people still have 3 weeks.
Okay, good.
If they, to make a decision if they have not already done so.
All right.
They have the right to choose another Medicare Advantage plan. You can remember normally that annual election period runs from the middle of October to December 7th. Well,
right.
Here's a special situation. Medicare knows it and has said that you have until August 31st. So Medicare and the Florida regulator, insurance is regulated on a state-by-state basis. So that is the first. so they can choose another Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay.
In addition to that, that should allow them to also be able to enter into something called Medigap protection, meaning that there is a subset of Medicare supplement plans, and if you can remember, that is the standardized set of plans lettered A through N on a grid, and you can see in mail or in Medicare and you, you'll see a grid with letters A through N and what is covered and by those standardized plans. You can select a subset of those plans.
And use those in conjunction with
Medicare
A and B. Okay,
correct.
Good.
So
wow,
that would also
good.
Allow you then to have a prescription drug plan.
Okay.
And I guess the main thing, point here, and maybe Physicians United plan, PUP, is a specific example, but more generally speaking, this is also going to be the case whenever employers or something like this changes in a dramatic way. So you can imagine, you can know that, for example, certain employers may decide we're going to stop providing, retiree spouses with Medicare benefits or health or retiree benefits. A dynamic that happens pretty much every day at different levels.
Sure.
And those similar types of consumer rights provisions exist in those cases as well. So it's much more than simply the individual Medicare Advantage plan of PUP that you have these rights, which is a great thing.
No, it's an excellent thing, Jay, and I'm glad to know that, because I can imagine people affected or would be rather anxious about this. And we need to talk about this, so I'll just set this up and we'll grab a break and we'll come back. The lesson here is really a big one about, how you choose your provider. So let's come back and talk about that. If you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, we have J.O. You can tell why I wanted to have him on the program, and he brought this announcement to us, but it's got significant, far-reaching implications in terms of how you choose to access your Medicare benefits. And Jay is a certified financial planner, and he's written the book, which is a just outstanding, top-rated book, has received a lot of praise. Maximize Your Medicare, understanding Medicare, protecting your health, and minimizing costs. So quick break. We'll be right back with Jay.
What if in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? If you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? There is no cost or obligation to meet with David. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com for more information.
And we are back with J.O., Certified Financial Planner and author of Maximize Your Medicare, Understanding Your Medicare, Protecting Your Health, and Minimizing Costs. MaximizeYourMedicare.com. And, Jay, I kind of set it up before the break because this is really the big thing to me about this event with Physician United is that, there is a lot of advertising, as you're well aware, for I guess that's an understatement, right? Medicare
right.
Advantage plans are heavily marketed. And so, the consumer really has to take this event to heart and say, okay, you know what? Maybe when I do consider the choice of how I will get my benefits, and if I sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, there needs to be some due diligence and paying attention to the financial health of that provider.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right, David. Sometimes what happens is there are certain marketing tools used to attract new enrollees. It's hard to say because we are not there on the ground floor.
Sure.
Physicians United plan was refunding back part of, if not the entire part of the Part B premium to clients, meaning that they would refund either the $99.90 or the other Part B premium. So what you would have is that kind of used as a legitimate refund or rebate, if you will, of that amount to beneficiaries, but obviously financial strains, etc. It's hard to say whether that was the cause, but certainly, that is a very important factor, clearly.
Well, yeah, if they are, there's only so long that you can run at a too thin of a margin, or, I mean, it's, they were trying to obviously acquire market share by being cheaper, less expensive, maybe providing those incentives, and it obviously caught up with them to some had to be some part of the equation. How, and if you don't know this, you know, you can, you, it's okay to punt on this one, Jay, but I want to ask, how does somebody learn more about that Advantage, Medicare Advantage carrier or provider? Is there a resource? Is there a place to look them up? Is it, you know, like with insurance companies, I know I can go and look them up and look at their ratings and things. Is there something similar we can do over on the Medicare Advantage side?
On the Medicare Advantage side, the only real ratings are by the CMS, who actually rate the quality of the benefits plans themselves, which has something to do with their networks and
the
amount of cost coverage. You know, there's a 5-star system on Medicare Advantage.
Right.
As far as the carriers go, of course, some of those carriers, the largest carriers in the nation, are publicly traded.
Right. That's a good point. Okay.
Right.
That's definitely one way to get a good look at them.
Absolutely. So you would know that the two largest are UnitedHealthcare, and one is Humana. I'm actually an expert contributor, one of five around the country, on an information site powered by Humana called MyMedicareAnswers.com. It is an information site only. So there are certain carriers which are, you know, certainly larger in scope and scale, but is that by in and of itself sufficient? Probably, it certainly, there's more data on them.
Well, there's more transparency is the word I would throw out there.
Right.
And so if they're publicly traded, for our listeners, Jay, that means that there's an annual report.
Exactly.
That means that, you know, you can put in their ticker and you can pull them up on your Yahoo Finance page if you want. You can know them better, I think, than perhaps somebody who's not publicly traded, who's closed off and you can't get to their financials or see them.
Right. Exactly right.
That's now, how about, and again, this may be a little too direct, but hey, I think being direct is important. How about just simply asking, when all else fails, ask, if somebody's thinking about signing up for a Medicare Advantage plan, to simply say, I heard this can happen. What can you show me about your financial strength?
I think that is fair. I'm not sure, candidly, about how you'll be answered, especially for ones that are not publicly traded.
Yeah, that actually is the answer I want, is I want to see how they answer.
Right. That's exactly right. I think that there has something to do with history, you know, by that same token, or other members, for example. There are other statistics, if you will, about, you know, how big their care, how number of applicants, etc. That doesn't, of course, like I said, it's not going to stop a one-off from going under if, in fact, you know, their entire financial structure is not sound. But there are certainly other areas, you know, how long have they been doing this in business, etc. How, you know, what are other histories of rate changes, for example, in terms of their premiums? You know, there are little clues on the side, admittedly very difficult for beneficiaries.
Well, but definitely I think the thing that is fair game, if you will, is to ask questions and don't be bashful about, you know, just as somebody, when it comes to these programs, obviously, as you know, Jane, we just talked about it, you know, financial cost, you know, the premium or whatever cost savings, or all these things are very much part of the consumer, the beneficiary's shopping, quote unquote, experience. Go ahead and ask about the financials while you're at it, because cheaper is not necessarily better if they're not going to be there to be your provider.
And not to mention the stress. I can't even imagine what it would have been like to be an existing PUP beneficiary and get this letter or these warnings, that see some snippet in the newspaper, local newspaper, saying that this particular carrier or any carrier is going to be dissolved. Just like when you see a headline and see that some municipality is ending their retiree, you know, health benefits program. You can understand that persons who are beneficiaries, that is the cause of substantial amount of stress to a household.
I would think so. And I think that, you know, that they're, I'll try to say this the right way, Jay, and bear with me and tell me what you if you agree. But, you know, when we look at so much of the as consumers, we're always looking at cost, and it's very important. But if somebody, I think the lesson here is if a provider of any service is substantially less out in left field compared to anybody else, well, how in the world are they able to do that? And so I think if somebody's out there and they're doing their comparison shopping and somebody is so much different, especially when you look at these publicly traded companies you mentioned earlier, which is a great way of, having better transparency, that something's got to give.
Especially when they're smaller in scope and scale, right? I mean, for example, you can understand that somebody has made a business decision or some company has made business decisions, but I can tell you that I compare carriers and their prices and benefits all the time.
Sure.
For my clients. And sometimes when you see outliers, they can be explained away. The company behind it is so large that if they've been too aggressive in some very short window, that the next year, it reverts back. But obviously, a smaller entity will not have the financial backing or the financial resources to continue to, as in this case, for example, to be losing money over a period of time. They just don't have the financial resources or strength to be able to bear that.
Excellent point, Jay. Excellent. If you're just joining us, J.O. is our guest, certified financial planner, author of Maximize Your Medicare, Understanding Medicare, Protecting Your Health, and Minimizing Costs. MaximizeYourMedicare.com. Quick break, more with Jay.
Do you know how to get the most from Social Security? Don't let a simple mistake prevent you from receiving all the benefits you've earned. David Holland recently showed a retiring couple how they could get an extra $84,000 in Social Security benefits over their expected lifetime. Wow! Don't leave your money on the table. Call Holland Financial today for your one-on-one appointment. David can do a free analysis for you and show you the optimal age to start drawing Social Security and filing techniques to maximize your benefits. There is no cost or obligation. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And if you're just joining us, J.O. is giving us an update on the Medicare Advantage carrier PUP, Physician United Plan, which failed and has been ordered to liquidate. And that's an HMO that was basically offering the Medicare benefits, administering them for people that signed up with them. And the implications and the result we've kind of talked through, and some of the things to be on the guard and lessons to be learned about this. And lots more from Jay at MaximizeYourMedicare.com. Jay, my technology director who sits here with me in the studio, she loves when I mention her, Lisa, asked me to ask you a question, which I thought was very insightful. So she gets full credit, not me.
Okay.
She said, hey, what about the folks that at Physicians United, what about them that were, maybe they'd had surgery or maybe they'd incurred expenses or something had happened? Did they get caught holding the bag on that? I mean, what were there any financial repercussions to participants because of this failure?
It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. And to be candid, I'm not exactly sure on a case-by-case as how
okay.
It was handled. I would imagine, though, that those claims sit in bankruptcy court.
Okay. Okay.
Right, but from the provider.
Exactly, because the provider's been contracted by physicians, by the HMO.
Right.
And so the HMO, owes money for that care provided to that provider, be it a hospital or doctor or whatever. And so that's all part of the bankruptcy court and the administration of the liquidation and basically whatever cash on hand, 20 cents on a dollar on valid claims or whatever the case may be.
You're the accountant here, so...
Okay.
If we use common sense, not that common sense always is what occurs, but right, that would be my thought, and
okay.
That it would not go to the beneficiary.
Well,
that's
and the question comes obviously for being concerned for the folks that are being so, but it really expands this dialogue that it's not just the participant who is being disturbed or disrupted with having to go back, which thankfully, as you described earlier in the program, they have a lot of options in terms of going back to part A and part B and picking up a a supplement plan or going and signing up for another Medicare Advantage plan, but it's also affecting all of the providers that were associated. So it's really, it's got a ripple effect for the hospitals and doctors that were providing the care with the expectation of getting paid too.
I think it just goes to point out that this, when you have 52 million Medicare beneficiaries throughout the country and 10,000 people a day turning 65, the issues are multi-layered. There's not going to be a silver bullet, and there's not one party to easily identify and say, well, there's your culprit about why we have this, you know, complicated system, et cetera. The bottom line is, you know, we've got a big country, 52 million people on Medicare alone, and 10,000 people turning 65 every day. We can't get around that.
Excellent point, Jay. And, you know, there is an obvious parallel here, and you probably know what I'm going to say. This is why I think this kind of thing happening is why so many people are anxious and or concerned and paying attention to what's happening with the whole Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, because the stakes are high for the again, both the participant, the insured, the person seeking the care, and for all the providers involved.
And everywhere you look, you could easily, you know, you and I could talk for hours on end about the challenges that every individual slice of the pie is facing, whether
yeah.
that be a doctor or a lab or a hospital or a big pharma, or, you know, we could play devil's advocate around and around without a clear resolution.
Well, I think, but what I want our listeners, though, to resolve, this is where they can resolve to that resolution that we would love to have and would be so much of a challenge in what you describe, which I agree, Jay, is they could, but the resolution or the resolve I would like them to have as they've listened to us talk today about this is to be very careful, self-determining, and be a skeptic and be a little bit of an accountant, be a little bit of a certified financial planner. You know, have that skepticism, ask questions, and, you know, don't just accept the pretty brochure and the nice salesperson. Dig in. And don't be shy. You know, when it comes to cost or some of these questions that might seem a little bit, I don't know, out of turn, if you will, that this is such an example of why people need to do that with anything related to their healthcare. They've really got to be their own advocate.
I couldn't agree more that, David, you know, crazy people even write books about things like that.
Well, thank God, Jay, because you know what? I congratulate you. I know that the book has been very well received, and you have been, a lot of people have been getting it. And for those people who just caught the tail end of our conversation today, Maximize Your Medicare, Understanding Medicare, Protecting Your Health, and Minimizing Costs. That's the book that Jay has written, and Jay is a certified financial planner. So you know he's a good guy, one of the just 60,000 financial planners, advisors in the country getting that designation. 60,000 out of a million. That's a pretty small club you're in, Jay.
You're part of the statement. Thank you very much for the time today, Dave.
It's been my pleasure, and we'll tell our listeners to get over to MaximizeYourMedicare.com website for some more information. And Jay, you are welcome to come back and give us updates on anything like this, and we appreciate your insight and keeping us up to date. It's good stuff.
Look forward to that, David.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.